This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The Atlantic hurricane season officially began this month, and although Delaware has historically avoided direct hits, record-breaking warmth in the Atlantic Ocean and higher surface temperatures are increasing the likelihood of hurricanes and other major storms impacting the first state. Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon recently spoke with Mike Lee, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Mount Holly, New Jersey, about the first state's hurricane forecast this year and how Delawareans can prepare.
So what is it about higher ocean and general surface temperatures that essentially fuel hurricanes and raise the odds of other major storms happening? How does that work? Can you walk us through that?
So hurricanes and tropical cyclones, really, they just feed off of the warm ocean water. And typically, if you want a hurricane or tropical cyclone to, you know, form and strengthen, you usually need ocean temperature water, or sea surface temperature waters, at least 80 degrees Fahrenheit in order to help form and maintain its strength, and even potentially get stronger. Warm ocean waters are one of the main ingredients that form hurricanes and tropical cyclones. Simply put, the warmer the waters are and the larger the area of warm water that is extended, the greater chance we will have to see a hurricane or tropical storm forming and even strengthening.
Well, dovetailing off of that then, is Delaware's coast getting warmer? And what else are we seeing on that score in surrounding regions along the coast?
Delaware's coast, certainly, we're seeing some warm temperatures off the coastline right now. One metric that we utilize to measure the warmth of water compared to what is typically normal is something called sea surface temperature anomalies. And right now, across the northeast coastline, including Delaware, sea surface temperature anomalies are about 3 to 4 degrees Celsius above average. So that's a decent amount. That's, you know, being fairly warm, you know, a nice indicator that those waters off the coastline are fairly warm. Right now, off the coast of Delaware, it's about 75 degrees, so, you know, Fahrenheit. So we're looking at, you know, some above average, you know, temperatures for our waters. Across the North Atlantic as a whole, when we look at the entire North Atlantic basin, sea surface temperatures are near record warmth. Last year was a record-breaking year in terms of sea surface temperatures across the entire North Atlantic. And this year, we're on track to either meet that or potentially exceed it, depending on how the rest of the year goes. So we're already looking at very warm surface temperatures as a whole, and also warmer sea surface temperatures, you know, off the northeast coastline.
In terms of these temperatures and the warming of our oceans, is this here to stay with us? Is this our new norm, unless, you know, barring humans doing something drastically different as far as climate and climate change goes, is this our new norm?
It certainly is possible, and here's the thing. Admittedly, we won't know for sure until we have an updated climatological baseline. Essentially, for instance, one of the metrics that we use looks at an average of sea surface temperatures from 1982 to 2011, and that's the average that we take, and that's what it's compared towards. Every year since 2012, the North Atlantic Basin has seen above average temperatures in terms of sea surface temperatures, and the last 2 years, this year included, has been near record warmth for those years. So it certainly is concerning and something that we have to watch out for. And in reality, with climate change occurring, there are countless studies out there that show that, you know, our oceans are absorbing a lot of that additional heat and additional warming. And so that certainly is contributing to the higher sea surface temperatures.
So with Atlantic hurricane season already underway, what can we expect in Delaware this year? Does the weather we're seeing suggest anything about the coming months, the weather we're seeing right now? What can or are you able to forecast at this point?
Unfortunately, we really can't forecast too much in terms of direct impacts for Delaware. But in general, we are looking at a very high likelihood for an above average hurricane season. I believe the number that's being forecasted right now by the Climate Prediction Center is 85% chance of an above normal season. And that means more storms, more hurricanes, and really more chances for hurricanes to develop and then impact the U.S. coastline. Again, it's not necessarily a guarantee. It's impossible to predict this far out if Delaware will get hit or not. But the main point is that the dice are loaded right now for this season. There's a higher chance for more hurricanes to form based on all the different conditions, sea surface temperatures included. And also that La Nina pattern that we have. And typically La Nina patterns, it's very favorable for the Atlantic hurricanes to develop as a result.
There's a realistic chance, no matter how small, that Delaware faces something that resembles a major hurricane this year. Again, there's a chance, they're not saying it'll happen, but even if there's a small chance there that something could happen, right?
Almost every single year, there's almost a chance, right? And, and that's one thing I really want to emphasize is that, you know, above average season, below average season, those long-term forecasts are good to look at to get engaged as to, again, what's the probability of maybe seeing something impacting us. But again, it really only takes one, you know, storm to make it a bad year or an active year for your local area. And so we can have a very active hurricane season and nothing hits Delaware and then no one remembers it. But, you know, the larger scale of things, it's a very active season. But we can have, quote unquote, an inactive year on a large scale. But if one storm hits Delaware, people are going to remember it. People are going to, you know, recall it for years and years. And that would be considered a very active year. By scientific definition, a major hurricane is a category 3 or higher on the Saffir-Simpson scale. And full disclosure, Delaware has not seen a quote unquote major hurricane in its history. With that said, there's definitely been major impacts from other hurricanes, tropical storms, and tropical depressions in the past, despite not being that scientifically, you know, major hurricane. It's really important for folks in Delaware, as a result, to not focus too much on the category of that hurricane or tropical system, but more so focus on what is being forecasted for the impacts in your local town.
Anecdotally, when you hear or listen to discussions over hurricane forecasting in Delaware, this state gets mentioned, sure. And as you said, a legitimate hurricane, that category 3, has never hit Delaware in its recorded history. But hurricanes and major storms seem to trend south away from Delaware and not north, you know, and Delaware never gets directly hit by a hurricane. So is it because of the state's geography, its climate, you know, something else? Why is Delaware rarely or just missing that direct hit by a hurricane or some, you know, or other major storms?
Yeah, the geography certainly plays into it a lot. Number one, despite warming ocean waters off the coast that we've seen the last couple of years, a lot of those waters tend to stay below that 80-degree threshold that we're looking at. So those slightly colder waters tend to weaken tropical storms and tropical systems before they reach Delaware. Granted, if those, you know, warm waters get a little bit warmer and we actually hit that 80-degree threshold, then we start having some issues. In addition to that, this far north in the latitudes, we typically see a lot more other meteorological patterns and systems that get in the way of a hurricane. So you've heard the jet stream, you've heard of you know, different high pressure systems and such. There's a lot more activity in the northern latitudes during the peak hurricane season versus the southern latitudes. There's a lot more things that get in the way of a tropical system that either push it away or weaken it or otherwise manipulate a tropical system that move and shift systems away. That said, there's a couple of features that potentially, you know, push more hurricanes towards us. But generally speaking, the fact that we just have a lot of essentially traffic in the atmosphere up here, a lot of moving traffic, these hurricanes and these tropical systems get pushed away or they weaken. Again, another thing I want to touch upon is that even though Delaware doesn't get purely hit by those major hurricanes or even hurricanes in general, the greatest threat to Delaware is not a pure hurricane system, but perhaps a tropical storm, tropical depression, or even a system that has lost its quote-unquote tropical characteristics. You can still bring major impacts to Delaware, such as flooding, you know, storm surge, power outages, and anything of that such.
As we move forward, knowing that there's, and I'll use the dumb and dumber line here, so you're telling me there's a chance, but knowing that there's a chance of a significant storm, tropical storm or depression, or a hurricane here, what should Delawareans keep in mind to stay safe and, you know, maybe more importantly, be prepared?
Yeah, I always recommend to folks to make your emergency plans now. Write it down, share it with your family members, anyone that, and your close friends if you need to as well. Make sure you have a list of supplies that you need to purchase. You know, we don't want you to be scrambling and trying to figure out, you know, what you're supposed to do when there's a system that is within days of barreling down on you. if you have your supply list, if you have your emergency plan already written out and ready to go, you're going to be set. And then all you have to do is activate it, you know, purchase your supplies, contact the places, the people that you need to contact, and know where to go in the event of a tropical system that's going to be impacting the area. If you're in a flood zone, if you're near the coastline, do you have somewhere that you can go and potentially evacuate to? Figure that out ahead of time and make sure you have that locked in with hurricane season already upon us. Also take into considerations, do you have any extra vulnerabilities, such as any physical disabilities that may limit movement? You may have to evacuate sooner than what the officials tell you, and you may need additional assistance to do that. Factor that into your plans as well. And then don't forget about your pets either. One of the more heartbreaking things that we see is that, you know, people have to evacuate, they try to go to shelters, they have to figure out what to do with their pets as well. And so don't forget about them, make sure you have a plan for them as well. But yeah, preparedness can certainly ease a lot of concerns and a lot of, you know, anxieties when it comes to the potential for hurricane season to make an impact on us.
Thanks to National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Lee and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, we head to Christiana Care to learn more about its first-in-the-state ultrasound treatment for people suffering from essential tremor and Parkinson's disease. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.